Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Lamed Beis. We are holding at the very bottom of daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Avishai and Elisheva Newman, Liz Chusar for Shalema, for Sarah Freda Bas Chaya, and for Dvar Shir Chaya Bas in the Peril, and Lizecher Nishmas Chaim Naftali Ben Yaakov. It is also sponsored anonymously by a friend of the shul, Lishma. Okay, wonderful. So let's begin. We're holding on the bottom of the daf, Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis, and we are at the very end of the page, of the very last few words, Amar Rav Yosef. So we were in the middle of discussing yesterday beer of Avdei Kochavim, meaning we got through discussing much about Yayin. Now we were talking about the beer of Avdei Kochavim and what the concerns might be with beer of Avdei Kochavim. Then the Gemara is going to go back to a Yayin related issue, but not about Yayin per se, rather about wine that's absorbed in a kli, in a piece of cheres, and what the halachos are of that piece of pottery. Are you allowed? Certainly not allowed to use it for winemaking. Are you allowed to use it for anything else? Are you allowed to use it to lismuch kirei amita? Are you allowed to be rotza b'kiyumo? Are you allowed to want that piece of cheres to still stand, to still exist? Then the Gemara is going to move on toward the bottom of the page to the issue of oros levuvin. We spoke about how you're not allowed to, the Mishnah had spoken about the oros levuvin, which are the hides of an animal, that they would tear the heart out of the animal as a way of a form of avodah zarah. So the Gemara is going to discuss some of the details about how you identify oros levuvin, which are also considered aser behana'a. Then the Gemara is going to move on to another discussion we had in the Mishnah about the basar hanichnas and the basar hayotze, because the Mishnah had said that basar that's nichnas into a base of avodah kochavim with the intention to be makravid is apparently mutar behana'a if you take it before the hakrava, but basar hayotze is going to be problematic because it's kiziv chemesim. So we're going to identify the Tana that holds this way, and we're going to explain the logic for this distinction, why we would hold this way. Then, if we get there at the very end, the Gemara is going to talk about those goyim who are going with tarpus, who go to a city that has an avodah zarah in order to be ovidit. So when they go, when they're going there, so it's asu lases velases imayim. You're not allowed to do business with them. So the Gemara is going to discuss some of the details of that halacha of doing business with them as they are on their way in to these cities. So let's begin. We are at Amar Rav Yosef at the very end of the page on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. So the Gemara is going to discuss vinegar that is a beer vinegar that is bought from a guy. So Amar Rav Yosef, hai chalad deshichra da arma'a. If you have vinegar, chalad vinegar deshichra from beer of a non-Jew, it's aser bahana'a dema'arvi be durdiya diyayin nesach, because they would mix in with it sediment of yayin nesach in order to cause it to be machmitz, and that sediment is aser, and therefore the whole taroves is going to be aser. It doesn't have to be that you know that they were menasichid. It's stam yenam also, meaning they're not necessarily going to mix in yayin esach. They mix in durdaya diyayin, and it's yayin of noved chavim. So mela, it's going to be a problem, even if you don't necessarily know that it's yayin esach. That's how Tamidu Rebbe Yonah explains that it's in order to be machmitz the drink. That's why they do it. But it therefore depends on location. It depends where you are, and if in fact that's what they do. Tosos, however, says that there are yesh mekomos that sheichar dvash they call mit. That matilin bo shimra yayin lemar hamadaso, that they put in a shmara yayin in order to make it last longer. So okay, so says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, ume otzer shari. If you see a Jew that the guy brings the chometz from, if the Jew sees rather that the guy brings the chometz from a kli that has had the vinegar in it for a long time, he's allowed to use it because they're not going to mix shmarim into the otsar. They're not going to mix sediment of yayin into a storage facility that's supposed to keep things for a long time. Why? Kivin de ma'arvi be misrasari. Because if they were to be ma'arev the shmarim into the chometz that's holding it for a long time, it would turn sour. It would vinegar is supposed to be somewhat sour, but it would be destroyed. It would ruin it after some time. So they only put it in when they want to use it immediately for the tavshil. But if you see that the guy is taking it out of long term storage, then you have the right to assume that there's no problem with it, that he hasn't stuck any wine in it. So now we move on to discuss the next halacha in the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that cheres hadriyani of a guy is asr ba'ana. So says the Gemara, my hadriyani. What does this mean, cheres hadriyani? I know cheres means pottery. What in the world does hadriyani mean? So Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel explains, cheres shel hadriyanus kesar. It's the cheres hadriyanus kesar, when he would go out to fight Mulchamos, he would take this with him, and it was therefore called cheres hadriyani after him. Ki asa Rav Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi came, he explained what this cheres did, what it accomplished, what was unique about it. And he explained that karka besula haisa shelo avada adamei olam. There was virgin ground. There was karka besula that no one ever worked, no one ever planted anything, no one had ever sucked out its nutrients in any which way. And therefore, it was going to, whatever was going to produce next was going to be very, very strong, because it had all of its nutrients intact. So avada, he did all of the avodos that were necessary to grow things. Unita'a, and he planted it with grapes. And because these grapes were growing in karka besula, these grapes came out with incredible strength. So v'rami le'lchamra begulfi chivri, and he put this wine that was produced by this land with these grapes. He put this wine into klei cheres, brand new klei cheres that had never absorbed any flavor from anything else, and those kelim were able to absorb the wine into their walls like a sponge absorbing something into, you know, absorbing a liquid. And then they would break up these pieces of pottery, these clay cheres, into small pieces of pottery, and they would carry these little shards of pottery with them, and wherever they would go, and they would want to go drink wine, they would soak the kelim in water, and the yayin that was balua in the walls of these little shards of pottery was so strong that it was able to flavor the entire cup of water that they would put things in, and it was like drinking yayin mazug. Normally, in order to have yayin mazug, you need to have actual yayin to begin with, and it's, you know, 2/3 water and 1/3 wine. Over here, they didn't even need the wine to begin with, because it was so strong. The flavor that was coming out of this pottery was so strong. That's the cheres hadaryani. The Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos says that they would be megabel tit with the yayin, and they would make klei cheres from it without putting it into a kiln. And when they would put the mayim in, it would sort of it would melt, and it would sink into the water, and they would, you'd be left with yayin mazug. Meaning the Rambam must have had somewhat of a different girsa in the Gemara, and it wasn't just absorbed into the walls, that the tam absorbed into the walls, but that they would actually, like when they were it's like kneading a dough, they would knead, instead of using water, they would use yayin. So they would create these kelim, they would make these kelim, they would fashion these kelim using actual yayin, as opposed to just the flavor of yayin absorbed in the wall. So now the Gemara discusses something about these pieces of cheres. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, v'rishon shalanu, our best wine, meaning our first generation wine, kishlishi shalahen, is about as good as their third generation wine. Meaning, you'd imagine the first time they would stick this cheres into a cup of water, it would produce a much stronger flavor than the second time, and the third time, and the way that it would get weak. weaker each subsequent time that they would use it. So that is true, but still, even on the third time using it, even after so much of its flavor has already been sucked out of this charas, it's as strong as Rishon Shalanu. It's as strong as our first time. Wait, what does that mean, our first time? Our wine is wine. It only gets used once. Then we drink it, and it's gone. So what does that mean, Rishon Shalanu? So Rashi seems to understand Rishon Shalanu is our best wine, meaning it's just our way of saying our top-rated wine. From Tosfos Rid, it sounds like he understands Rishon Shalanu like the more pashut pshat of the word Rishon, that they used to crush up grapes and they would put them into barrels, and they would fill up the barrel with water, and they would allow the water to absorb the tam of the yayin, and then they would take that water that has turned into wine, and they would put in another generation of water into. So without they would do a similar process to the Charas Hadaryani, but without being careful to use Karka Besula, without being careful to use Charas that had never been used before for anything else, you know, brand new Kalim. But if you can do a similar process without those Hakpados, then yeah, you may be able to produce some grape-flavored drink, but the quality of that grape-flavored drink or the strength of that grape-flavored drink is going to be significantly less. So now the Gemara says, okay, now that we know what Charas Hadaryani is, what are its halachos? So Yibayilu, Ma'al Lismach Ben Kiri Amita. Are you allowed to use it for non-drinking purposes? Your bed is a little uneven. Sometimes you have something with four legs and one of them is a little shorter, so you need to stick something under one of the legs in order to even things out. So can you take a Charas Hadaryani and put it underneath the leg of your bed so that your bed doesn't shake? So the Gemara says, what's the issue? Rotz b'kima de davar acher shario asur. When you want that yayin nesach to exist, but not because you're interested in the yayin nesach, but it's because you're interested in some other hana'ah. So do we assume that it's mutter to do something like that, or do we assume that such a thing would be asur? So you certainly don't have to destroy it. You don't have to get rid of it, because that the Tosa Rosh points out, you only find bechametz bepesach. There's not going to be a requirement to get rid of the cheres hadaryani. But can you use it in any way, even though the part that you're using is really the cheres part, not the wine that's absorbed in it? So Tashma, says the Gemara, will bring a riot. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan, apparently we have a tradition that the Amoraim, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan, had a machlokes, chad aser, v'chad shari. One of them holds, rot to bikimo de davar acher is aser, and therefore you're not allowed to use for kiri amita. And the other one holds that rot to bikimo de davar acher is mutter. And hana'ah of Charas Hadaryani is only when you sell it for the wine that's absorbed in it. Meaning you're going to go and you're going to sell this, meaning clearly the Mishnah said it's asr not only to use and to drink, but it's asr b'hana'ah. So what did the Mishnah mean by asr b'hana'ah if you hold that rotz v'kima d'davar acher is mutter? If you hold that you're allowed to take a piece of it and put it underneath your bed, isn't that the very definition of hana'ah? How else would you get hana'ah from it? No, the hana'ah that we asked in the Mishnah is when you sell it to someone who wants to use it for the wine flavor that's absorbed into it. And then we have in the parentheses, v'hilchsa kaman d'asar, that the halacha is like the opinion that says that it's asar. The Gilyan writes that from the Rosh, it sounds like the Girsa is v'hilchsa kaman d'asar, that Girsa v'hilchsa kaman d'asar is not from the Gemara. Because after the Rosh quotes the Machlokas Amoraim, the Rosh writes, va'azlinon l'chumra. That's what the Rosh adds in, that va'azlinon l'chumra. So it sounds like it's his own hachra'a, that it's not the Gemara's hachra'a to go l'chumra. But from the Pulpula Charifta on the Hemshech of the Rosh, it sounds like the Rosh also had this girsa in the Gemara, and when he says Azlin l'chumra, it's for another reason that he says Azlin l'chumra. But anyway, but that's why this makes it into parentheses, because it seems that the Rosh, at least at first blush, it seems that the Rosh didn't have the Gemara being machria this way. But we're not taking it out because we don't hold this way. We're taking it out because it seems that we arrived at this conclusion in a later generation than the Gemara itself. It was the Rishonim that arrived at this conclusion that it's asur even to be rotza b'kiyumo of Charas Hadaryani. So the Gemara is now going to bring a brisa, where at the end of this brisa there's going to be a kasha on the shita that's matir being rotza b'kiyumo of Charas Hadaryani. So Meisvei, the Gemara asks on the shita, Shita that holds that it's mutter hadar dorin. If you have this certain kelim of for drinks varuk baos and kelim that are made out of leather that is very hard, that is hardened, shalov de chavim, that you filled it with the goyim have filled it with wine, and therefore these kelim are now absorbed with the flavor of yayin of the chavim yayin shal Yisrael kanos behen, and now you put yayin shal Yisrael into these kelim. Aser b'shtia, the yayin shal Yisrael that you put into the kelim that are totally, whose walls are absorbed with the flavor of yayin shal akum, is going to be aser to drink, because the aser wine of the guy we assume will come out of the walls and give tam into the yayin of heter that's in the kli, and will therefore aser the yayin of heter that you put in the kli. This is assuming, of course, the Rishonim point out, Tosfos Chacham Anglia and others point out that you didn't do miloi v'iroi, meaning if you put water in the kli for 24 hours, three consecutive times, and emptied it, we assume that that water would already suck out the absorption of flavor from the walls and would therefore kasher the kli, and then you'd be allowed to use it subsequently. But if you haven't done that, so you're still absorbing the flavor from the walls, so then it's going to be aser b'shtia, but umutar b'hana'a. But since the wine is not be'en, you don't have actual mamashus of iser, so the chacham are not going to make it aser b'hana'a. It's just aser b'shtia, but not beyond an iser shtia, only it's not going to be aser b'hana'a. Cheshek Shlomo explains that since the Isra of Pletas Kelim, of that which comes out of the walls of Kelim, is a Chiddush, the Gemara in Pesachim calls it a Chiddush in Daf Mem Dalet, so we have a rule, Ein L'chabo El Chidusho. So if you're going to tell me a Chiddush, that the absorption, the tam of something in the walls of a Kli is going to be problematic, yeah, you're going to tell me it's problematic Ba'achila, so Ein L'chabo El Chidusho, we only apply it to Achila. It's interesting that it would be called a Chiddush. Normally a Chiddush is Davar hayotze min haklal, meaning Rav Shechter often points out that the kol haTorah kula is a chiddush. The whole everything is a chiddush. Meaning, okay, lo sirtach maybe is not a chiddush. I would have thought of that one on my own. But the idea that you have to take dalad minim, I never would have thought of that. Isn't it all a chiddush? He says no. Chiddush doesn't mean something that I wouldn't have known on my own. Chiddush means that knowing the kol haTorah, knowing what the rules generally are, this is something that is soser as haklal, something that that contradicts the general rules. So you have to look carefully. Whenever the Gemara calls something a chiddush, in what way is it being soser the general klalim that we have in Kol haTorah Kula? So the Braisa then quotes, Hayid Shimon ben Guda lefnei beno shel Rav Gamliel al Rav Gamliel sheshasim menu, that Shimon ben Guda told the son of Rav Gamliel that he saw with his own eyes that Rav Gamliel drank a Jewish wine that was stored in such a kli that belonged to a guy, Ba'ako, in the city of Akko, and he wasn't apparently worried about the tam of the iser that was absorbed in the kli, because apparently he holds that these kelim are not osim lekium, they're not poleya anything from the wine, velo hodulo, and the chacham happened to disagree with Rav Gamliel about this, because they held that you do have to be concerned about these things. So says the Gemara, and the Braisa goes on to say that no dose, that if you have a kli that's made out of soft leather, shalov de kochavim, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Mishum Rav Shua ben Kaful Sa'i, Aser lasos man shtichen lachamar. You're not allowed to make like a saddle for a donkey, because the nodos are absorbed with the yayin of a guy, and therefore it's aser ba'na. Well, wait a second. In what way are you benefiting when it's on the donkey? Vahacha, when you make it a saddle or a pad for the donkey's back, derotze b'kiyumo. Yeah, you want the yayin aser, but not because of the yayin aser. You want the thing it's absorbed in, but not to drink it. It's rotze b'kiyumo. And yet, what does it say? The aser, that it's aser to make these cloths for the back of the chamor. So how could you say that you're not allowed to be somich kire amita with the cheres hadriani? Isn't this exactly the same case? And yet we see over here that it's mutter. Tosfos raises the question: why doesn't the Gemara ask on the Shita that holds that it's mutter from a different place? The Mishnah had said that no dos hov de chavim v'kan kenehen v'yayin shal Yisrael konos ben asurin v'isurin Yisrael no divrei meir, that with the kankanim, the jugs and of the chavim that has yayin shal Yisrael is asur, so the kankanim are rotzu b'kiyum al yidei davar acher, not because of the wine that's nivla in them, and nevertheless Rav Meir says that the kankanim are asur b'ana. So he says, and you can't say that the chacham that's matir holds like the chacham in the Mishnah that are matir b'ana, because they're only matir the kankanim, because the yayin that's konos b'hem is not considered is not ra'ui on its own, but the charis hadriyani, the wine that's inside of it is absolutely ra'ui. So Tosos has two different terutim. Tosos deals with that issue, but anyway, our Gemara is bothered by this brisa that here we have rotzu b'kiyumali de davar acher, and it says that it's asur to use for the shtiach for the chamor. So says Gemara u'tameich, according to the Tana, that asur is using these nodos because kiyumali de rotzu b'kiyumali de davar acher is asur. Kankanim shalov de chavim litzru lemizban, the klecheres of avdei chavim, it should be asur to buy them, because maishna nodos maishna kankanim, why are nodos any different than kankanim? When it comes to nodos, the Tana asur is using them for shtichin. Kankanim, we don't asur buying them, so it must be the reason of the issur of nodos is not because of rotzu b'kiyumali de davar acher. There must be some other explanation of what the problem is. So the Gemara explains what the other explanation is. So Amar Rava, the reason that nodos are asur is gzera shema yibaka nodo v'yitlenu v'yitperenu al gabe nodo, that we're afraid that the Jew's node is going to break. He's then going to take the saddle of the chamar that was made from the thing that he got from a guy, and he's going to sew it onto his own node, and the yayin that's absorbed into it will now come out into the drinks of a Jew, and it will and the Yisrael is not going to realize it, and it's going to asur it. So it's not in its current usage that you wrote to Bikumo, it's that you might actually use it b'tarashtiyah, you might actually use it for the flavor that's absorbed in it. That's going to be the problem. So says Marl Madiyam Rotzubikimal Divaracher Asir, according to the Shita that holds that you're not allowed to support your bedpost with Charis Hadriyani, Maishna Kankanim Desharu, why is it that the Kankanim of a guy, you're allowed to buy them, Yisrael's Rotzubikimam, how are they mutter? Samlach Hasam Leisi Li Isuri Be'enei. Over there, the Shita that says that it's Asir will say by the Kankanim, the Isur is not be'en, it's totally balua. Hacha isay li suri be'ene, but by the cheres hatoryani, the iser is be'en, because the cheres is so fully absorbed and saturated, it's as if it is the yayin mamish, and therefore even kiyumali de davar acher is aser. Meaning when it's just tam bi'alma, that's one thing. Over here, it's more than tam bi'alma. It's so strong that it's considered to be yayin be'en, and yayin be'en is going to be problematic. So now the Gemara discusses the estira between two brisos. So the brisa had said that Shimon ben Guda was meyed that he saw Rabban Gamliel drink from such kelim velo hodulo, and the chachamim did not agree with Rabban Gamliel's psak. So urimin, or with his behavior, urimin hi ay. But we have a stira from another brisa. The brisa says yayin abba beruk ba ushalov the chavim aser b'shtia umutar ba'na. You're not allowed to drink the wine that was in or ruk ba ushalov the chavim, but you're allowed to get ana from it. And heyit Shimon ben Guda lifnei benol shel Rabban Gamliel, and Rabban Gamliel sheshasim menu ba'ako, that Rabban Gamliel had such a drink from such a kli v'hodulo, and the chachamim agreed with him. So it's against the brisa that we had before, where it was the same person being made in front of the same person about the same person, and over there it concluded with lo hodulo, that they did not agree with him. Over here you see they did agree with him. So my hodulo, lo hodulo de kamar hasam. Now you know what the first brisa meant when it said lo hodulo, kol siyata, the other chachamim that were all there, aval bino modile, but Rabban Gamliel's son was mode, he did agree to what his father held, and that's what the second brisa means when it says hodulo, that his son was modulo. You'd have to change the gear, so from hodu or to hoda, that he was moda, you know, in the singular, as opposed to plural, that they were that they were moda. But that's only according to the first teretz that you have to change the girsa. But Yiba Yisema, the other way to be miyashiv the stira is guda l'chud, v'guda l'chud. Guda with an aleph and guda with an ayin are two different people. So Ben Guda says lo hodu l'Rav Gamliel with an aleph. Ben Guda with an ayin says that they were hodu lo. So they're two different people telling two different stories. The question is whose edus you accept about this is part of the edus of whether they were moda lo or not moda lo. So you have to figure out whose edus you would accept in this situation. Okay, so now we move on to the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had spoken about Oros Levuvin. They would do this worship of Avodah Zarah, taking a live animal, ripping it open and pulling its heart out, which left a massive stain of blood around the area of the heart. Right. That's why there's Machlokas Rishonim about in the beginning of Maseches Ksuvos, when a person makes a chabura on Shabbos, a person makes a wound on Shabbos, what the Isser is of making a chabura. So one of the possibilities, Rashi writes in Perek Shmona Shratzim, Tosfos quotes it. One of the possibilities is that it's tzoveya. Because when you cause a wound, the blood goes to the surrounding area, and it's tzoveya, the surrounding area. That would be true when you're dealing with being tzoveya, a dead animal. Otherwise, it would not be tzoveya. If you're dealing with a live, that's the closest problem, that you're dealing with a live person, that you do a mila, which is a mila shalob bizman on Shabbos, which is an isser of making a wound. Well, what tzoveya is there? You're being tzoveya the baby? You're not being tzoveya the baby. It will all come off. It will all dry off. The cells regenerate, and there's perspiration, whatever. Then nothing is going to last unless you do a tattoo. No blood is going to be tzoveh. Bia b'tchila b'shabbos, the Gemara in the beginning of Ksuvos, that it's going to cause the woman to bleed and it's going to be tzoveh. It's not shayich tzoveh. But on an animal hide, that's where it's shayich tzoveh. That's where the issue is of tzoveh. So that's what the Gemara is in Machlokas, whether that's a violation of tzoveh or not. But that's what the image they were creating, where you can always see, you'll always be able to look at this or, and you'll always be able to see the blood around the area of the heart, because that's what they were trying to accomplish. These oros levuvin. So the Gemara explains. Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. Ezu or lavuv. How do you identify an or lavuv that's going to be asr ba'ana because it was used for avodah zarah? Kol shekarua k'neged alev v'kadur k'min aruba. If it is torn right by the heart and it's a round cut like a little window, because that's what they would do for the avodah zarah. They would take the shor while it's still alive in front of the Avodah Zarah, they would make a round hole connected the heart, and then they would be motzi the heart and be maktirit in front of the Avodah Zarah. Yesh alav koret dam. If on this or in the place where they ripped out the heart, there is some dried blood that you find from a wound, asr, the or is asr ba'na, because you know that it was torn out while the animal was alive. Einel of korat dam, but if by the makom hanekev you don't have a korat dam, then it's mutar ba'na, because since the derech of the avoda is to be nokev the or while it's alive, so that it's already bleeding a little bit, so that if it doesn't have a korat dam, you know that it was only after that it was nishchat and skinned that the nekev was made, and then therefore we assume it's not made avodah zarah. If they kill the animal, they shech the animal, they skin the animal, and then they make this korat dam around the animal, so that's not going to something that they would ever use for avodah zarah. So Amar Rafuna, lo shana shalom malacho. This din that if it doesn't have a korat dam, it's mutter. That's only if the meat, if the hide hasn't been salted after it was shechted. Avol malacho, but if it was salted, even if you don't see a korat dam, aser ema malacho havaratzo. Because it could be that the melech that they put on it, that the salt that they put on it, has done the job of removing that korat dam that was previously there. Okay, so the Mishnah went on. Serem Shum Gamliel Omer that Bizman Shakera Shalom Ogul Asr, that if the hole is a round hole, then it's Asr Bana. But Mashuch, if it's a long, narrow hole, Mutter, then it's Mutter Bana, because that's not the way they would do it for the Avodah Zarah. The The Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yidom Shmuel, Halach Rav Shimon Gamliel. We pass on Rav Shimon Gamliel that Dafka, a round hole is going to be Aser, anything else is going to be Mutter. So the Gemara explains, who's the one that disagrees? Samuel Abaye, Abaye says Rav Yosef, Halacha, Mechal de Pligi. You say we pass on Rav Shimon Gamliel, we didn't have any other opinion. So should we be Medaik that Chamar Cholik under Rav Shimon Gamliel, and they would Aser even if it's a kara that's a mashuk, that's not ugl, or do we assume that this is just an explanation of the halacha that everybody agrees to, and Rav Shimon Gamliel is not saying anything that anyone would have any problem with. So Amar Lei, what difference does it make whether the Chum are cholik on him or not? Either way, we're going to paskin like him, meaning even if he's against the Chumim, we're still going to paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Amar Lei, Abai says to Rav Yosef, Gemara is mortate. What the Gemara that you teach us is just like a song. You know, it doesn't have any depth, any meaning. Even if the Chachamim aren't cholik on Rav Gamliel, why would you say that on Rav Shimon Gamliel? Why would you say that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel? Meaning, it's important to know the shita of the cholik as well. That's a discussion. It's an interesting discussion already in the times of the Mishnayos. Why it was necessary to learn the shita that's rejected la halacha. So Mishnah Maseches Edios, the Mishnah tells us, why do we have to learn the shita that's rejected la halacha? We don't accept it anyway. So the Mishnah's answer is because in a later generation, someone is going to come up with a chap and someone's going to say, wait, I have a different perspective. I think maybe you could say it like this. So this way we can point and say, no, this was already a machlokas in earlier generations. What you're saying is a very good idea. In fact, it was Beis Shammai's idea, but it's already been outvoted and therefore we don't follow it. So we need to have a record of all of those shitos that were outvoted. But there may be other reasons as well that it's important to have the shita of the yachid even when he's outnumbered and when he's outvoted. Over here it's the rabbin that would have been outvoted for whatever reason that we pass on like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but there are other reasons that it may be important. Sometimes you have, the Gemara says, Kedayu Rav Shimon Lismach Lav B'Shas Adchak. Sometimes you're not going to paskin like this, but B'Shas Adchak, Shas Adchak, Kedayevad Ami, and we're willing to rely on it, B'Diyevad. You know, normally we say that Eilu Ve'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim, we think of that klal, of Eilu Ve'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim, it's not a klal in halacha, but it's a klal in Talmud Torah, that you learn the shita that you paskin like, you learn the shita that you don't paskin like, and even when you learn the shita that you don't paskin like, it's a kiyum of Talmud Torah. Rav Shapta points out, yes, that's true, that's one ramification of Eilu Ve'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. Another ramification of Eilu Ve'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim is that sometimes it plays a role in halacha. Sometimes you can use a shita that's been rejected as a sniff lukula. Sometimes b'shas adchak you could be someich on a shita that's rejected. So that's what he means. Gemara is more today. Why do you think it's just it's meaningless? When you teach us something, both opinions are very meaningful and are going to have a long term impact. So you can't just say what difference does it make if anyone disagrees. It makes a huge difference if somebody disagrees. So then we had said the Gemara goes on to discuss the next line of the Mishnah where it spoke about the basar hanichnas. So you have basar hanichnas la'avod chavim. You have a basar that's on its way in to a base avodah zarah in order to be used for hakrava. So we said it's mutar ba'anah. If you're careful to take it right away when it goes on its way in, before they ever had a chance to do the hakrava, it's mutar ba'anah. So says Gemara Mantana, who's the Tana that's matir such basar ba'anah even though a guy shechted it? So I'm Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, dilo Rabbi Lazar. I'll tell you who it's not. It's not Rabbi Lazar. Deik Rabbi Lazar, ha'amar stamach shevus ovid chavim, lavod chavim. He assumes that when an ovid kuchavim shechts a behema, we assume that a stam das is to be ovid his avodah zarah through the shechita of this behema. So even before the meat makes its way into the avodah zarah, it already has a din of tekrovis avodah zarah, which is going to be asur ba'anah. Whereas the Tana of our Mishnah holds that no, the stam achshav is not avodah zarah, and therefore if you catch it early enough, if you catch it on its way in, then it's going to be good enough. So Tosos and the Tosos Rush write that it's only b'derech shechita that we say this. That when there would only be makriv level dezara derech shechita. So based on that, they explain why the Gemara doesn't say that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Lazar by the Oros Levuvin. L'chora, according to Rabbi Lazar, you should aser all Oros Bahana'a. What do you need to be? It's that it's ogul and that it, you know, clearly was made as Oros Levuvin. No, after all, any dead animal that belongs to an Ovid Chavim, we should say, stamach shavah is level avodah zarah. And if stam achshava is avodah zarah, it should automatically be yasser. And the same by all animal products of an ovid chavim. All the cheeses that even if they're not, you don't have all the other concerns that we're going to raise later on. No, so it says also, what do you see? That stam achshava is ovid chavim, avodah chavim is only when it's done derech shchita. But when the animal is killed, derech hanika, derech nechira, you wouldn't say such a thing. So therefore, these other things are not, when they're mamid gvina, al yidei keva of behemos that stam were killed through chanika or nechira or hunting or whatever else, you're not going to have to be concerned that it relates to avodah zarah. So that is the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, and our Mishnah must be assuming against Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar assumes derech shchita, it's always going to be stam machshavaso l'avodah zarah, and we assume that even derech shchita is not stam machshavaso l'avodah zarah. But then the Mishnah went on to say, "Vayotze asur mibnei shukas zivchemesim." If you catch the meat on its way out of the base of avodah chavim, then it's going to be asur ba'ana, because then you view it as tekroves avodah zarah. So ask Gemara, "My taima, what's the reason that basar that's yotze is considered like tekroves avodah zarah is asur ba'ana? I efshar deleka tekroves avodah chavim." Once they brought it in front of the avodah zarah, minastam they already used it for hakrava, and therefore it's aser as to krovas avodah zarah. It's aser bahana'a. That's the assumption. So the Gemara explains who's the shita that holds this way. The Mishnah that says to krovas avodah zarah is automatically aser bahana'a, money. Who's our Mishnah following? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. He must be following the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. The time Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer minayin the tekrovus of Zchum shemetame ba'ohel. How do I know tekrovus of Zara is metame ba'ohel? That it's so the tumah would be like tumas mace shenemar, because the pasuk says in Tilim vayitzamdu lebal pa'ar veyochlu zivchei mesim. What are we talking about? We're talking about tekrovus of Zara, and yet what does it call it? Zivchei mesim. Apparently, we compare tekrovus of Zara to a mace. Ma meis mitami ba'ol after krovus of chavim mitami ba'ol, just like a meis is mitami ba'ol, to krovus of the zara is also mitami ba'ol. How do I know a meis is mitami ba'ol? That says beferish in the Torah, Adam kiyamus ba'ol. So that's what we darshan. Adam is atem kriyam Adam. They know the chavim kriyam Adam, that only Jewish meisim are mitami ba'ol. So we talk about zimchei meisim. We mean the stam meis. Stam meis is Israel, meaning the stam meis that we would have dealings with that would concern us would be Israel. So that's what we assume, that it's that just like a mace is asur ba'anah, so too the tekrovus of its chavim is asur ba'anah. But wait, how do I know a mace is asur ba'anah? So that we get from the parish of Miriam, Vatamas Sham Miriam. It says Sham Vayegla Rufa Va'arfu Sham Es Egla Benachal. So the Gemara in Masech Sanhedrin and we and in Avodah Zarah we just had a few days ago has this hekish between Egla Rufa and Miriam and the dead body to teach us that just like Egla Rufa is Asubana, a mace is also Asubana. So Tekrovus of the Zara is Asubana. Now the Rishonim of here point out, Tosos, Tosa Rash, and others, that it seems from here that when the Mishnah says Tekrovus of the Zara is Asubana, that's only the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Because the Gemara is trying to explain, you know, that when the Mishnah says that the Yotze from the place of Avodah Zarah is Asur Ba'anah, is only like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira would hold to Krovus is Mutar Ba'anah. Here's the problem though. We just had a Gemara in Daf Chavtes that Asur's Yayin of a guy Bahana'a, and the reason is because we view it like Yayin Nesach. So apparently it's Asur Ba'anah because it's like a tekrovus of Avodah Zarah. It's like Zivchei Mesim. So why don't we say that that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira as well? So it has to be that the Isra Hana is even according to the Rabban who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. And the same is true by the Basar and Nichlas of Avodah Zarah, that is, they don't disagree with Rabbi Lazar except for Stamach Shavis Nachri L'Avodah Zarah. But if it was Vadai Hukrav L'Avodah Zarah, meaning even the previous discussion we had, where Rabbi Lazar says that just the fact that he shachted it, Stamach Shavis Nachri is Avodah Zarah, that's stam. What assumptions am I allowed to make? But if you know for sure that it was Tekrovus Avodah Zarah, so then it was Tekrovus Avodah Zarah, then it's absolutely Asur. So how come our Gemara makes it sound like it's only Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira that Asur's Tekrovus Avodah Zarah, that others do not Asur Tekrovus Avodah Zarah? So the Balei HaTosav here have several approaches. Rabbeinu Tam suggests that the Rabbanan hold that only by Tekrovus, which is Ke'en pnin, meaning a kind of tekrovis that involves an avodah that should sound familiar to us. Shechting, haktara, nisuch, that's where we learn nisrana from a mace. So by yayin nesach, by stam yenam, which is like yayin nesach, that's for sure going to be asrana. But tekrovis, it's not ke'en pnin. The basar yotze that we're talking about is a chaticha of basar that was not shechted in front of an avodah zara. It was brought as a gift to the avodah zara. We don't have any such things. It doesn't that doesn't have a parallel in our avoda, so the Rabbanan would hold that we don't have any limud to aser that bahana'a, and only Rabbi Dun Beseira would aser that as far as tekrovos avodah zarah. So he says, now you understand the lashon of the Mishnah. It says that it's ki zivche mesim, the lashon of ki. It doesn't say zivche, that it's a zevach mamish, because it's not a zevach. If it were a zevach, then it would vadai be tekrovos avodah zarah. But it's ki zivche mesim. It's like a zevach, and it's not the zevach. The zevach itself, the Ri and the in Tosos and many other Rishonim say that Chum hold that the hakish between avodah zarah and zivchei mesim is only as far as the iser achila and hana by yochlu zivchei mesim that mentions achila and hana is always included in achila, but as far as tuma, the hakish was never said as far as tuma is concerned. Rabbi Ben Maseir's chiddush is that avodah zarah is hukash to zivchei mesim entirely, not only as far as the iser achila and the iser hana, but even as far as tuma. And what the Mishnah, what the Gemara is being medayik from the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yomaseira, even though the Rabbanu would also hold the Sasavana, is because if the Mishnah is only speaking about Isra Achilana, why does it have to say Mipnei Shehu Kiziv Chemesim? Kiziv Chemesim sounds like it has something to do with a mace. Oh, a mace is primarily a din in Tuma, so it must be that we're talking about Tuma, and that's why we lock it in to the sheet of Rabbi Yomaseira. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with our whole Chin Latarpus.